Hello, David here at merchantaccounts.ca with another episode of the Vlogcast. So today we're talking about an interesting topic, which is about merchants, business owners, being stuck on a website platform, which can be a really challenging problem. For example, they can get stuck on a platform like Shopify. Like, these platforms sometimes make it really easy to get going. In fact, they're amazing platforms. But there are downsides. You don't own your own infrastructure. You could just be unilaterally shut down. It's hard if you outgrow these platforms as well to get off of them. And even if you scrape your data and your photos and your information, it's sometimes hard to replicate elsewhere. And this is a big problem. So today I'm talking to Vitaly Nemenko, I hope I pronounced that correct, from Cart to Cart. Vitaly is an expert on migrating from one shopping cart platform to another. He's the office manager at Cart to Cart. Vitaly, thanks for joining today.
Hi David, nice to meet you. Thank you for introducing.
Absolutely. Vitaly, I have so many questions for you today, and I'm just going to kind of start with, I think, the one that makes the most sense. If you're on a website, say you're running Shopify, or I guess I don't want to pick on it, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, it could be anything. How hard is it to migrate from one shopping cart platform to another?
Generally, it depends on the platform because each migration has two main steps. The first step is to export the data from the old platform. And the next step is to import the information which was exported into the new platform. So it depends on what are the platforms, what are the peculiarities, because some platforms are migrated directly, others platforms are migrated via exported files. It depends, and it also depends on access to the platform, sometimes like blocking from hosting provider or some limitations to access the backend. And it may cause difficulties, but generally migration is possible, and if data can be exported and imported, then it's not a problem.
That's interesting. So one of the things that strikes me, and you just said this, like, some are harder than others. And I have this belief, I'd like you to tell me if I'm correct. The platforms that make it the easiest, and boy, I don't mean to cherry pick on Shopify. Shopify is a perfectly fine platform. It's a great platform. But Shopify is famous for making it super easy to get going. Generally speaking, the easier it is to get going, does that make it harder to get off it in the future because that software as a service, that hosted platform, you have less access to the code? Is that generally a true statement?
Generally, yes. Actually, if we speak about any platform, I believe the idea of the platform is to make it as much as possible easy to get into the platform, to join this platform, and to make it as hard as possible to quit from the platform, because actually that will make your customers keep this platform and don't change it as long as possible. But still, most of the platforms, they provide possibilities either for export of files, either connection via API. And depending on the direction, either it's exporting or importing the data, those possibilities are different. And if we can read this information, then we can export it. If we speak about API-based platforms, if we can read some field via API call, then actually it's possible to get this information and to import it into another platform. Our service that and sense, other yeah. services similar to Cart to Cart, the task is to make the information adjustable for another platform, because we take this field from Shopify or from BigCommerce via API, but the same field which is similar in Shopify and in BigCommerce. If you take this information from different platforms, it will be different, and you cannot just take it from one platform and put it into another. You need to
You just made a great point. Can I cut in there, Vitaly?
Absolutely.
So you named two of the big hosted cart platforms, Shopify and BigCommerce. What I was thinking about while you were speaking is early on in the stage, if you're thinking, hey, I've outgrown this or it's not working for me so far, like Shopify or BigCommerce as examples, how does someone start to know how easy or hard the migration is going to be? Like, would they reach out to you guys about that, or is it kind of obvious? I'm curious to know, like, how would someone know how hard this is going to be, or is that a lot of work to even find out how much work it will be to do a migration?
When you go to our site and when you choose the source platform, the one which you are trying to quit, and the destination platform or the target, and when you choose these platforms and you have a check details button, after that you will have the full list of the information that can be migrated by default. If you have some customizations, in this case, it will require additional investigation, and our techs will have to check if it is possible to export or import this information or not.
Is there a cost for that discussion?
If we speak about just investigation, and if you want to know either it is possible or not, it is free. But if you would like to have like a test with this customization, in this case, at least some like a partial payment is to be done, because techs will have not just to check the possibility, they will have to create this customization and run a small demo with this customization. So just not to waste time of our techs, we ask our customers to pay 10-20% from the total price for this custom demo, and then we can proceed, and the customer just adds the difference between the final price and the funds that were added.
Interesting. And so you just said a word that flashed to me as an important word, which is customization. And it led me to a question. And the question that I'm thinking is, what type of problems do people run into that they're not expecting or anticipating when they're switching from one cart to another?
It depends on the platforms, and sometimes, for example, if you speak about Shopify or Magento or any other platform, you can use different additional applications, and these applications can make your store either more user-friendly for your customers, either it make it fast or adds some possibilities, additional possibilities. And these additional possibilities, or this not natural for this platform, not typical for this platform fields or something like that, they should be investigated, and only after that we can confirm either it is possible or not. And if it is possible, what will be the price?
That makes sense. And so, like, I figure this, please correct me if I'm wrong. I figure even the best migration isn't that easy. What type of expectations should someone have? Is it hard? Is it like, and like, how long does it take? Is this like a day, a week, a month, or a nightmare? And again, I think you're going to get an answer, because I'll bet you're going to say, because I know it's true, it depends on the platform. Maybe I'll say, typically, like migrating off one of the more popular carts like BigCommerce or Shopify or WooCommerce or something like that.
It depends on the type of the platform. If we have open source platforms, we connect to them via bridge, connection bridge, and in this case, the speed will depend on the connection to the server. If there are some blocking, some limitations, for example, by countries or something like that, in this case, it will take longer. If connection is perfect, no blocking, no whitelisting is required, it will run faster, much faster. If you speak about API-based platforms like Shopify, BigCommerce, and some others, the time will depend on even on the plan of your shopping cart. Because, for example, to create a product or customer or order in Shopify, we need to send API calls And depending on the plan you have in Shopify, limitations for API calls are different. And the lower is the plan, the more data you have, the longer it will take to put this information into Shopify or into BigCommerce. If you have a higher plan,
Can I just cut in there for clarity on that? Are you saying, like, for example, like Shopify, they might throttle a merchant, like, hey, you can only make this many calls, and you have like a 10,000 item catalog, so your whole migration is going to take longer because you need more time to yep. make those calls or something?
Yeah. And if you have, let's say, Shopify Basic and Shopify Plus or Standard, Shopify Plus will be the fastest because they have the highest levels of API calls. And if required, it is possible to contact Shopify support and ask them to raise the plans, raise the limitations just for the time of migration. If you are migrating to Shopify, they always, as a rule, they at least they provide this possibility to raise API calls limits.
Interesting. And you know, I'll bet you have, just by your role in what you do, I will bet you get a lot of completely impartial feedback from merchants and business owners because they're migrating. And I'm wondering if you've seen any trends. Are there any shopping carts that either a lot of people are moving away from or maybe people are migrating to? I'm just curious if you noticed any trends.
If we speak about directions, may be different. If we speak about most popular platforms, they are BigCommerce, Shopify, WooCommerce, Magento, PrestaShop, Wix, GoDaddy, and some other carts. But if we speak about some platforms like Tomato Cart, it exists, but I believe we had just several migrations, either to or from this platform. Even from the history of the company in general, not only from my experience, not too many migrations were performed from this platform or to this platform. And the platforms that I mentioned, they are rather popular. Evolution is also one of the platforms, popular platforms, and possibilities or directions depend on requirements. Some people change platforms like they migrate to Shopify, then they go to Magento or to BigCommerce, and they may change platform several times of the same store because we can see the URL and I can see that it was WooCommerce. Then it became Shopify, and then it changed to BigCommerce or Magento or something like that.
They're finding the right fit. Now I have to ask this question. Do you ever get feedback about from people why they're changing? Hey, I was using, I don't want to like attack any cart, but I was using XYZ cart, and it's like, no, my catalog got too big. And do you get any feedback about the reasons why people move or switch?
It depends on many reasons, actually, because sometimes some platforms are popular depending on the country. For example, in Germany, they promote Shopware. It's a German platform, and they try to make it as popular as possible within Germany, and many customers from Germany move to this platform. If we speak about other countries, I believe Shopify is one of the leaders, BigCommerce, and it depends on different reasons. For example, in Shopify you have limitations on products, variants. You have just 99 variants based on up to 3 attributes. If your products have like 5 or 7 attributes, I believe it's better to use some other platform that has a possibility to create them without extra plugins, without extra customizations. Or you need to think how to divide this product, how to reorganize it into several products, maybe several simpler, smaller products, and in this way to sell them in Shopify. If you speak about Magento, you need to have a good developer to handle your store, to take care about the hosting, about connection, about other stuff. And if you have some problems, in case with Shopify, Shopify takes care about all the problems with your store, if it is broken, if it goes down or something like that. If we speak about Magento, WooCommerce, you need to take care about that either from your side, or you need to discuss that with your hosting provider. And depending on what people prefer to do, either to pay money to Shopify to take care about that, or BigCommerce, or to have another person like hosting provider or developer and take care from their side about this.
Well, Vitaly, you're getting into the conversation about locally hosted and owning your infrastructure and the tremendous benefits that come with it, and the obvious downside of, hey, you've got to deal with it. So, and I have other content on the channel about that if any of our viewers want to check it out. I'm going to put you on the hot seat a little bit, but I don't mean to. It's just I have to ask this question because I have no point of reference, and our viewers probably have no point of reference, and I'm sure there's a range. But are you able to tell people what, like, just a rough approximate cost is for a typical migration from like a popular platform to another popular platform?
Most, let's say, the lowest price or one of the lowest prices is $69 just for migration of up to 1,000 of products, and additionally up to 500 customers and 500 orders. If your store is bigger, then the price may be like 100, 200. It depends on the number of records. Also, there are some additional options, and you can decide either use them or not. And this option, most of them cost $49.59 additionally. So I believe like average check is about 3,500, something like that, because some platforms, some stores are really huge, and if you migrate, let's say 100,000 entities, products, customers, and orders, this migration can take even several days, and the price may be 1,000 or 2,000. It depends on the number of records.
It seems like a deal to me. To be just, that's just my feedback, because I know how hard of a problem it is. But then I guess there's the problem of setting it up on the other side. So if somebody's going from Shopify to Volusion or something, or maybe no, I'm going to change that. Shopify to WooCommerce. I figured that might be a more popular one. So somebody has to set up the WooCommerce website. Like, you're going to get the data over, but like, who replicates the shipping logic? Who replicates the tax logic? Who deals with that stuff?
Our service works just with transferring data like products, customers, and orders, and the design template, theme, payment methods, shipping, and other stuff that should be done from either store owner team, developers, or third-party company.
Okay. And do you work with third-party companies if people don't have someone? I'm just curious about this. Because where this question's coming from is some people, you know, like they have a successful business, they're making money, they just don't want the headache. And it's like, look, I just want to be over here. I don't want to hear the details. Here's X thousand dollars. Tell me when it's done.
As a rule, we work with those companies, but mostly we communicate regarding some specific project. It depends on the case. Sometimes this company, third party company, takes care about the design, and even cut-to-cut migration is their headache, and the store owner just confirms the final settings, and the price of the migration, time, how long it will take, when it will take place, and other details are discussed with the third-party company, because they are responsible for the total move of the platform of the store, and they are responsible for other stuff which is to be done before. Some part is to be done before the migration, and other is to be done before going live. After the data are migrated, they need to set up the store, and the store is to be ready to go live. If it's small store, it's not that difficult, but if it is a big store, they need a lot of job to do.
More work.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, okay, so here's a question, and I think what I want to know is if you have any advice. I'm going to frame it this way, like, what typically goes wrong? Have you ever seen any horror stories or things that people should keep in mind? And by the way, it sounds like your data migration part you have quite worked out, but I'll bet you get feedback from people, problems that they run into or they're not anticipating. Just curious if you have any advice for viewers who might be considering a migration of platforms.
I would recommend to find as much as possible about the destination platform, because sometimes people are migrating to a new platform, but they have general idea what is this platform and how it works, but to know either it is okay, and if you will get what is expected, it depends on how much you learn about this platform, about the logic, how it works, about the shipping, about the payment, about other stuff. And it may happen that you migrate, everything is okay, and then it turns out that you need additional application to have the store like you want to have it. Not like it was migrated with default settings, and in this case people are trying to find some additional applications, some customize the theme, and it may cause some difficulties and unexpected situations.
That's such good advice, Vitaly. I was just recording a video for our blog the other day, and it was tips on picking shopping cart software, because if you make a bad choice at the start, it doesn't really matter what you do. It's kind of like I have the stupidest analogy, but if you're buying a car to race and you show up at the track and you chose a minivan, the race just isn't going to go that well for you. Like, your research and picking the right platform is super important.
Yeah, the same like with cars, with home, before moving to a new house, new flat, you try to get as much as possible about different things. The same with store, with platform. When people ask me what is the best platform for me, I would advise them to join some forums and to talk with people who are store owners about their expectations and about the impression of this platform, and they can advise how it will work for you, and after that you can take your final decision. We can suggest just migration to default WooCommerce, Magento, PrestaShop, Shopify store, or you can try a demo to your own Wix or any other store you have, and you can test with small numbers of records that were migrated for free how generally it will work. But to get all the details, you need to use this platform for some period, or you need to get as much information as possible before using this platform.
Totally. I love that advice. And I've never actually mentioned to people to do that, to go to the forums. What great feedback. What I usually tell people is a lot of times it seems like the business owners rely on the developers to kind of figure out the shopping cart platform for very obvious reasons. But it's like, hey, you know who has to use these platforms? The accountants, the owners themselves. So you get a techie that picks something that's super sophisticated, but administratively, it's not efficient, for example, for reconciliation and stuff for the bookkeeper. That's not good. So I think another thing to our viewers is think of all the people that will interact with the platform and make sure they all have a say. Don't just go with the one that's the best for the developer, because although they would pick a good choice, it might not be good for everyone involved.
I believe the platform should be friendly for all people who work with that platform, with the store. Because if it is, as you mentioned, just comfortable for developer, or you quit from Magento or WooCommerce and you can get rid from developer and just take care from your own side about the platform, because API hosted platforms, as I mentioned, they do not require, after you set up the store, you can handle it in more easy way. Then you
right.
don't take care about the connection, the server, and other
stuff. The hosting,
stuff. Yeah.
patches,
and
all that.
In this
all
case,
that stuff.
You need to find how it can be integrated with shipment, with payment, with other things. Maybe it will be a problem for you just because you are located in some specific place. It may happen like that as well. It depends, I believe, even on the country, about the taxes, about the shipment from, for example, shipment from United States into Ukraine. It's not that easy question. Not all companies work with that. Some work and others do not. They just work for the United States or United States plus Canada. The same with Europe. It depends on what are your expectations, what is your market, and what are you expecting to do, and you need to take into consideration all this information. Shipment, payment, how you can add products, different currencies, how it will be, payments from other countries. We have hryvnia in Ukraine, and you have in Canada, you have dollars, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. And in the United States, you have different dollars, and this currency exchange, the payments should be possible. If they're not working, if they're set up just for internal market, then you will have problems.
Exactly. Vitaly, this was super helpful, and I'll bet a lot of our viewers who come across this will want to find out how to get in touch with Cart2Cart. Can you tell people how to get in touch with you guys there?
We have shoppingcartmigration.com or just Google Cart2Cart, and you will have ShoppingCart. That is our site, shoppingcartmigration.com.
And that's Cart, C-A-R-T, and then the number 2, and then Cart. Is that correct?
Cart, 2, like number, and Cart, it's a... a short name for our project, but the URL is shoppingcartmigration.com.
Shoppingcartmigration.com, and I will link it in the video description. Vitaly, it's been really great talking to you today, and there was some awesome advice here, and I just wanted to thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for your invitation, and I believe it will be useful for people who are trying to find some new platform, and maybe they just didn't know how to change the platform. So it may be their way out.
There is an escape button. There is an eject button after all. Thanks, Vitaly.
You're welcome.